Issue on the table. A petition from a Quaker delegation in Philadelphia calling on Congress to end the African slave trade and abolish slavery in all its forms. This petition was written and signed by Benjamin Franklin. It cannot go ignored. If this comes to a vote in Congress, what is the White House's position? Secretary Jefferson, you first. Tread lightly. Sir, the Constitution clearly states that the states have to wait until 1808 to debate on whether to end the slave trade. And whether or not you want it, guys, that is the final compromise we made.
Sir, wait.
But for a second, let us say that we can legislate unanimous emancipation. Freedom reigns, and yes, it's great. We cannot cure prejudice or righteous desperate hate. So back to Africa, or do they get a separate state? In 1784, I tried to float banning slavery in the West. My notion didn't get a single vote. Slavery's a sin, it's growing like a cancer. But we can't address a question if we do not have an answer. Is it my turn? Good. Plantation states are packed with promise makers. Do you realize the precious time these legislators wasted? Institutionalizing slavery only multiplies our troubles. Wait till the 1800s and the population doubles. You all know this is a stain on our soul. A democracy, a land of the free. No, it's not. It's hypocrisy to subjugate, to humanize a race. Call them property and say that we are powerless to stop.